وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. أخي الكريم حفظك الله تعالى ورعاك. My dear brother, you act with them with إحسان وصاحبهما في الدنيا معروفة. My dear brother, this ayat regarding how we're supposed to be with our parents and how we're supposed to be good to our parents, it came to describe the parents that they call their children for shirk, not just for bid'ah. وإن جاهداك على أن تشرك بي ما ليس لك به علم فلا تطعهما وصاحبهما في الدنيا معروفة. Can you imagine, my dear brother, Allah Jalla Ala said, be good to your parents, and if they call you for the shirk, don't obey them and be good to them. So now I'll ask you, my dear brother, what do you mean about arguing? You know, the argumentative people are two types. They have those kind of argumentative people that they think they are making argue, but actually they are fighting in their speech. You understand me, you know? And they are disrespecting people. And they think it's a munadara or jidal or niqaj. It's not, akhi, it's disrespecting. You understand? So, like I said to my dear brother, it depends about what you mean about argue. And if you mean argue is nasiha, you include nasiha in your speech with a nice word, with a nice note, with a nice voice, and you're trying your best, you're supposed to do that. Because the most people deserve your advice and your guidance is your parents. You understand? So, it depends about what you mean about argue. Argue is a very huge word, include a lot of different meanings, good and bad. So ya akhi barakallahu fik, so I think you understand my point. Be good to them, even if they call you for shirk, be good to them, talk nicely, don't raise your voice. When you speak according to the level that they can understand. Be an example for them to follow you. One day inshallah they follow bi'inillah. Keep giving dua to your Lord to guide them to the end. Barakallahu fik.